I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Laura and Becky Show, a special.
A special.
We're excited about this one. We are best mates. We used to be on the radio together. Well, not anymore, because now we do this podcast every day.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors and Red Brick Estate Agents, and we're in collaboration with East Midlands Airport. Okay, so at the moment, it is Tuesday evening, and we have just been on a stakeout.
We are fresh from the stakeout. I mean, we've even got our zebra spy fleeces on as we speak. We've literally driven straight here from the stakeout.
Just pulling some eyelashes off.
And there's a reason for that, isn't there?
There is a reason for that.
There's a reason we thought we've got to get in and do the pod tonight. So we weren't alone on our stakeout this evening. It's normally just Laura
just me and I.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Not tonight, however. So we did ask you guys about whether you thought a journalist should come on a stakeout with us. We were kind of imagining Louis Theroux style, weren't we? In our heads.
And it was like kind of, well, a lot of people presumed it was going to be a male journalist.
Which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Some people were like, no. Other people were like, you're going to get recognised, your cover's going to be blown, which we were a bit like,
Because that's already kind of happened.
Anyway. We did it, and she's with us. And actually, it's really weird because we can say your actual name.
Yes, you can say my real name.
We can say your real name, because obviously we've had to give you a fake name because we couldn't say what paper it was, but it's all out now. So actually, we don't even know what the article says.
I know. So earlier on, when we were on the stakeout, the journalist in question was coming on all the lives with us and the videos and things, go and watch them if you haven't seen them. And we called you Viv. You were undercover. And you were called Viv.
Yeah, and I did get quite used to it. And I, Viv stuck well. However, it's not my real name.
No.
What's your real name?
My real name is Roisin.
And Roisin, what paper do you write for?
I write for the Sunday Times.
Only the Sunday Times, the ST.
Right, can we just say as well, because so many people have been like, I bet you're going to be in the Sun. I bet you're going to be in the Daily Star. Yeah. Like, they were all assuming we were going to be in one of those papers.
Some people were like, page three.
Well, guys, actually, no. In the bloody Sunday Times, okay? Which we are really like, we can't believe it, can we? We cannot believe it.
No. Okay, right. So because obviously you've come up from London.
Yeah.
You've been with us for a few hours. We've had our photos taken as well with James. Shout out to James.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to lovely James.
Yeah. Great photographer.
Can we just say as well the message that we got from him? So, Roisin, you met him for the first time. Even though you've worked with him before, you met him for the first time today.
Yeah.
And we had to meet him somewhere. So the three of us, we picked you up from the train station. And then we're like, right, we need to go and meet James's photographer to do these photos. So he messaged and went, hello. I'm in a bum, bum, bum car. At the end, near the wooded area. And we were all like, oh my God, is he going to murder us?
He did acknowledge that it sounded a little bit murdery, didn't
he? Yeah,
and apologised for it.
Oh, he was lovely.
He was great.
Sweet, sweet James.
Yeah. What I love was when he was taking the photos, he's like, oh, I can tell you to have done this before. There's us, all the angles.
Classic photographer line. I
know. Oh my God. Mom.
So actually, I'm just thinking this pod is going to come out the Monday after the Sunday.
Yes, so we'll know what pictures they've used. Because he got us to do quite a few different pictures. Roisin, you were in some of them with us as well. But we don't know which ones at this
point. Say which one now you hope was there.
The car one. Yeah, I stood
out of the
outside
car.
The car. Yeah, there are some ones that I wasn't as keen on.
There's quite a funny one with you, Roisin, like peeking up behind us with binoculars.
Think you guys look great. Those pictures are really good. But yeah, if I was to choose, it would be the car ones as
well. See.
Well, let's fingers crossed and that's the one that's come out.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just rewind. So first of all, like, how did you find out about our TikTok and what we were doing?
So someone at work's brother was on TikTok and she was like sort of sitting next to him and he scrolled past you guys on one of your missions in the car.
Missions.
And the woman from work was like, wait, stop, what's that? I think it must have said like cheating on it or something. And she watched it and then she sent it to me and she was like, have you come across this before? And I was like, oh no, I haven't actually. But then when I mentioned it to my mum, she was like, yeah, I've seen those videos. Yeah, that comes up on my Instagram.
I love the fact your mum has seen it before you.
So then I got in touch with you guys. We had a bit of a chat and there was a bit of umming and ahhing, wasn't there, about whether you were going to do it. Had a chat and just thought, this is just a great feature. This is just what people like to read. And I know a lot of people weren't expecting it to be the Sunday Times. Not sure what that says about us or what it says about you.
Listen, we've stopped asking that question a long time ago. When this became a thing that we did, we were like, what are our lives?
Yeah.
But it just looked like really good fun. And yeah, it was really good fun. So
we obviously got you involved tonight. So we picked you up from the train station. We went for the photo shoot and then we went for a quick little peppermint tea to pep us all up.
Very quick, actually.
Very quick.
Yeah.
And then obviously we went on the stakeout. Now, this is your first stakeout, right?
Yeah.
Never been on a stakeout before.
I don't.
Being a journalist?
No, not a stakeout. No. I'm just thinking.
Have you ever spied with a mate before?
I've probably spied with a mate.
I feel like a lot of people have.
Yeah. Most girls have.
I feel like this is why it's so popular, because people can relate to it, right?
Yeah. They've either done it or they want to do it, don't they?
Yeah. I've probably spied with a mate before.
Yeah.
But not to the extent of sitting in the car watching, waiting.
Yeah.
What were your preconceptions before tonight? Like, what were you thinking, you know, was going to sort of happen and how it was going to be?
Obviously I'd watched your videos, so I sort of knew some of what to expect. But I think you always imagine everything to be like a bigger deal in your head, don't you? So it felt like crime watchy and like, you know, really like laying in wait, like something massively terrible was going to happen. But no, it very much lived up to and surpassed my expectations. I think as well, like as soon as we drove into the place that we were spying, the way that you guys started whispering and I found myself like ducking down and whispering and I was like, why?
Why are we doing this?
No one knows we're here, apart from your followers, obviously. But no, I thought it was great fun.
Yeah.
Really good fun.
Good. We were nervous, weren't we?
Yes.
We were excited and nervous because obviously we never do anything with anyone. It's always me and you, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't, do we?
No,
really?
We're very antisocial.
Yeah, we are.
No, do you know what it is as well? Like, we've never had a.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Journalist with us before, and obviously we didn't know what you were going to be like, we didn't know the angle of the story, and we just didn't know how it would be with somebody else in the car with us. But actually we enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that was a preconception from some people watching your videos. That I would be, what, a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah, have like a notebook writing down things secretly.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the vibe at all. It's just it's just good fun.
You got a wig on. You got involved. You bought a wig and put that on, which we were very impressed with. Rocked the wig.
Yeah, I'm not sure when I'm ever going to use that wig again. But
you never know.
Yeah, wig, sunglasses. Yeah, you've got to go all in, right?
Yeah,
you've got to go all in. I mean, it was a bit of a shame because actually on this, well, not a shame because it's good as well. But in this stakeout in particular, the guy didn't get off the train, so we didn't see the guy in question, did we?
Yeah.
We were kind of hoping that obviously you'd see a bit of action, even though you didn't know who you were looking out for because we didn't give you any details. But so yeah, I mean, but you win some, you lose some.
Exactly. So whilst we've got you here as well, let's find out a bit more about you. So, which we like doing. So you are currently a journalist at the Sunday Times. What have you done previously? Did you always know you wanted to be a journalist?
I did, but I got bored of doing exams at school and in sixth form. So my plan was to take a year out and go travelling. But before that, I quite like drama. So I was like, I'll apply for drama schools because I won't get in. And then I did get into one. So I actually went and trained as an actor for 3 years.
Oh, no way!
Which, when everyone sees me in that wig playing Viv, they will understand why I was so good at it.
It all makes sense.
Professional guys. no, so I did 3 years at drama school. Within the first 6 weeks, I was like, oh God, I don't want to do this. But I was making good friends, was having fun. So stuck that out. Then I worked in random jobs for a while I was, well, I wasn't trying to act. I knew I didn't want to act, but didn't know what else to do. Then I worked in PR, which I hated and knew I wanted to be a journalist. So I quit PR, started everything all over again, and eventually got a job right at the cusp at the end of that year at the Sunday Times.
Wow.
Yeah, at first as an assistant and then worked my way up / harassed everyone until they would let me write.
We like your style.
Yeah.
What is life like at the Sunday Times?
It's so much fun. It really is. Every single day is some days you're sitting at a desk sending emails, writing copy. Other days you are out here in
spying.
People's cars spying, you know? No, it's really loads of fun. It's a great place to work. Not every single day is different, but something different happens every week. You can find yourself wearing a wig and sunglasses.
Well, yeah.
Seeing if a man got on a train or not.
I mean, could you give us a little tour one day? If ever we find ourselves in London,
could we
call you and be like, hey, Viv, show us around the ST?
1,000,000%. Yeah, you can get like a little visitor pass. And there was actually a woman in the office who used to bring in every single possible relation she could have, like one Friday per week, you'd be introduced to her cousin. Just got to get a visitor pass. You have to put your bag through security style.
Oh, we're
thing.
Used to doing that. Yeah. We do that all the time at East Mids, don't
we? You
need
to look not suspicious.
Okay.
No wigs.
Oh,
might
no.
be a problem.
Oh,
no wigs. No zebra fleeces.
Yeah. I think the zebra fleeces are fine, but no wigs.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean,
we'll happy to
you at all. I mean, you're going to be famous at the Sunday Times once this piece comes out.
Right.
So once everyone sees those photos, you know.
We might not need a visitor pass. they'll let us straight in. But everyone's going to be worried. This is what keeps happening to us now as well. People will be like, are you here to tell us that our partners are cheating on us?
That's
what they, when people see us together. Yeah, that's what they think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may worry a few people in the office if you make an appearance.
That would be great though, wouldn't it? We could do that.
Let's do
Although
it.
They're all journalists, so I think if their partner's cheating on them, they can work it out themselves.
Let's hope they're not.
Let's hope they're not.
What else do you do?
What, in general life?
Yeah.
Anything. What would you normally be doing on a Tuesday evening when you're sabaying with us two?
Oh, it really depends. I mean...
You're quite sociable. You're like, you're in London, aren't you?
I go out a lot. But a lot of the time it's like work events, but they're fun things. So like this time last week I was at a dinner, which actually turned... It was very drink heavy, that dinner. So that was quite a late one for a Tuesday. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm supposed to be going to the... BAFTA Rising Star Awards, but TBC, because the person I'm going with is not very well, so we shall see. So
well, because if you need a plus two, we're available.
Yeah. Because of your job, do you get invited to a lot of things like that?
Yes, and I used to say yes to everything and go out like every single night of the week, but I think that very quickly becomes quite exhausting. But I still go out a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where's your favourite place in London to go out?
Oh God, I hate this question much because you just can't ever think of anywhere. And my favourite place to go out is probably like a crap pub up the road.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, it's not anywhere fabulous.
Where do all the lot from Made in Chelsea go? What's that nightclub everyone goes to? What's it called?
They go to Bluebird,
Raffles.
Don't they, a lot?
Raffles.
Raffles.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Raffles.
Is it Raffles? I think they all go there, don't
they?
Yeah,
no, it is Raffles. Yeah. I don't go to Raffles.
No, okay, right.
What's the one on King's Road?
Oh, the Bluebird.
The Bluebird, yeah.
Yeah, not been there either. It's not really my area of London.
Yeah.
I don't know if Made in Chelsea is the place to gauge.
Are you not hanging out with Jamie Lang every night of the week?
Sadly not. No, I'm not. Never met them.
Oh, we thought you'd be seeing them like all the time, just passing them in the street. Oh, hi, Jamie. Hi, Sophie.
Oh, God, I love
and what do you want to do? So obviously you're a journalist at the moment. Do you want to sort of work your way up or what's the end game, Viv?
Viv.
I can't stop calling you Viv.
Do you know what? I don't know. I think I want to carry on doing what I'm doing for a while, keep writing all kinds of different things. I do a lot of radio, so that's fun. Want to do more of that. I would quite like to get the opportunity to go to New York for a few years and work there.
Wow. Like Lois Lane.
Actually, Planet.
Are there any Clark Kents at the Sunday Times?
I'm hoping none of them are going to listen to this because absolutely not.
Cancel that visit. We're not interested anymore.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, New York would be amazing.
How disappointing. Yeah, maybe a Clark Kent there.
Oh, there's got to be, surely.
Got to be, yeah.
You would hope so, wouldn't you?
Well, you'll have to let us know when you're there. We'll fly over.
We can do the New York version.
Absolutely.
Yes, we've had someone, haven't we, who wants us to go to New York, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Would you come with?
A million percent, yes. Who wouldn't?
Perfect.
It's a date.
We have absolutely loved having you with us tonight because we were nervous.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to expect, but you've taken to it like a duck to water.
Well, it is journalism really what you're doing, isn't it?
If everyone is poorly, you could maybe step in.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I hope one of you gets sick soon. I'm joking.
Keep the wig.
I feel like I'm going to need it again.
What I love is your undercover name, Vivian. You're basically named after Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I don't think anyone is ever going to give you a better undercover name than that.
No, I'll take it. Yeah. Vivian, Viv.
I think you should take it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it. Thank you for coming all this way and being with us this evening. And hopefully you've written a really nice piece about it for the Sunday Times.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.